Yeah, so let me actually comment on that, the previous comments. So the reason that actually we need a trial is to actually find the right cutoff for the HER2 assay. Currently, none of these assays are ideal. They are not linear assay, and that's what we are exactly seeing this phenomenon here. And probably actual cutoff might be below the level that we call as positive. And so the justification of the trial from the clinician's point of view actually is how much benefit do you want to expect from Herceptin or trastuzumab in these kind of patients where there's no known targeted therapy available yet, maybe Avastin. So if you can live with, let's say, 20% benefit compared to 50% benefit in high expressors, so let's say HER2 indeed in biological truth is a predictor, but the actual cutoff is way below, so that maybe in some of these HER2-negative patients defined by FISH can expect about 10% degree of benefit from trastuzumab. And if we can live with that, I think we can justify the trial. If we are expecting 50% reduction, maybe we cannot justify the trial because that probably cannot be expected from biological expectations.
That's interesting. If you think about it, John, how much benefit, particularly if you're going to use a non-anthracycline chemo, how much benefit would you need to see from a risk-benefit point of view to justify it? I mean, 20%, I think, would work. What do you think?
Well, we traditionally run trials with an expectation of reduction of recurrence of 20, 30%. Certainly, I mean, that was what these initial trials were designed to prove. So I think that's acceptable for HER negative population were you to decide that the trial should be conducted. If the problem, again, though, the trials could be positive if there were simply technical issues with the upfront testing for entry into this HER-negative trial, if this truly is not a HER-negative population. So we just have to be very careful about the testing.
I just have to say, 1998, we designed a randomized trial of trastuzumab specifically for HER2-normals. We were A, lambasted, and it's finally going to be published in the spring, and B, it is negative. So this is a complex argument that's taking place here. It's about mechanism of action and setting and testing. And so those three factors are all going to be important in interpreting. I actually think it's a good idea for the reasons that have been well enunciated. If it's positive, then we have to explain the negative results in stage 4 disease. So it's complicated.